I think the most important thing that we can do as parents is to provide two things for our children. One is a positive approach to life so that they're not out there complaining and whining and being beaten down by it all the time. And so many people grow up to be these neurotic people who are complaining and whining and finding fault with everything in life and wishing that life were different or feeling that life handed them a dirty deal. With my children, I want them to just believe that life is good, that it's terrific. Don't look for miracles. Live one, all right, every day. That's the one thing. And the other is teaching our children not to be blamers, you know, to take responsibility for what you are in your life, whether it's when you're 1 year old or when you're 14 or any time in between. If you learn early in your life not to blame everybody else for what is going on in your life, not to find fault with someone else. You ever see in a classroom where the kids will all come out after a test and they get their test results back, and you'll hear one say, I got an A. The other say, well, I got a B plus. I got 93. And then another one will say, she flunked me. You know, it's like somebody else did those bad things to me. And in every area of my children's lives, I try to teach them, you are what you choose to be. From the simplest things, like whether you're getting a cold or whether the flu is getting you or whatever, to the most dramatic things in your life, like how well you're doing in school or what your relationships are like as you go through your life or to what level you have or don't have financial security in your life. If they can just learn that it isn't just something that is visited on them, but in fact it is something that they have chosen, even if you're wrong, at least you have an opportunity to try to go to work on it. When you grow up to believe that, you tell your children over and over, and you're just like your father. You know, you inherited that from your father. Or you don't have any musical ability because your father couldn't sing. Or you got that from your grandmother. It's like when you tell your children that it's their chromosomes or their genetics that are causing what's going on for them in their lives, how do you alter your chromosomes? How do you alter your genetics? Those things are fixed. But when you believe that it's a choice and it comes from within you what you are, the child can become anything they want in their lives. As a parent, I know that the most important thing I can provide for my children is an example. If I'm a person who's whining and finding fault with myself in life and not feeling very fulfilled and feeling like I'm being beaten down by life, and my children see that day in and day out, a father or a mother who's out there whining and saying that, oh, this isn't right, or the IRS is after me this time, or the president's policies are making me upset, or my boss doesn't understand me, or I didn't get any breaks in life. And they hear that kind of stuff over and over again. Or if they hear you being dishonest, you know, and cheating over here, or lying, or whatever it is, or if they see you drunk all the time. I always tell parents, if you went to a dentist and your dentist was smiling at you through rotting out blackened teeth, okay? And he was telling you about the importance of sound oral hygiene practices. You would say, this guy's a phony. This is somebody that is selling me a tainted product. I don't want to listen to his advice. If you go to your doctor and he's blowing smoke in your face and he's telling you about the evils of addiction, you're also dealing with somebody who isn't authentic. They're just simply not authentic. And their advice isn't very believable. The same thing is true in parenting. If you're not at least operating at a higher level than your child is in these given areas, then you're not only going to not be able to help your child, but you'll probably get in his way. It doesn't mean that you have to be perfect. It doesn't mean that you have to be flawless or anything like that. It simply means that you are operating at a level in your life and you're working on that yourself. I have no trouble admitting to my children when I make a mistake anymore, whereas at one time in my life I did. I have no difficulty crying in front of my child if I'm feeling sad about something or expressing any particular point of view to my children. I want them to see an authentic person who isn't in a role of parent. That isn't my role. I am a human being who has a mission and a destiny in life, and you are a part of that because we are in the same family together. Being authentic, just being authentic, being genuine, being a real human being for your children is really crucial, in my opinion.